This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Jury selection started Friday for the first of three trials involving the 2019 death of Elijah McClain, where officers and paramedics face serious charges, including manslaughter. McClain was unarmed and not suspected of any crime when he was walking home from a convenience store in Aurora. He was pinned to the ground and put in chokeholds. Then paramedics gave him a large dose of ketamine. He died a few days later. The city of Denver will likely have to pay more than $500,000 to a protester who says he lost an eye due to police actions. This happened during the 2020 protests over the death of George Floyd, when police fired rubber bullets into a crowd. The plaintiff says a bullet struck him in the eye. The city has spent millions in settlements to people who say they were injured by tear gas and projectiles shot by police. Colorado's unemployment rate ticked up slightly last month, but it's still historically low. It went from 2.9% to 3.1%. Ryan Gedney is a state economist.
That's not really a statistically significant change, and so I don't have many concerns.
Preliminary estimates show Colorado did add more than 9,000 jobs last month. Well, it's going to be a really nice fall day across Colorado. Highs in the 70s for the Front Range, including in Boulder, where a big football game is going to be played. 60s for the Central Mountains. This is CPR News and KRCC.